Bob FM and the Bob Almanac. It is the time of the day that you sit down and gonna have to put a little work into it today. Maybe take some notes like you used to do during class. The teacher or professor would be giving a lecture and you take notes.
Right.
I'm picturing you, Neil, as a great note taker.
Well, you'd be surprised to know that that was not my strength. But I just absorbed it right all up here in the old steel trap.
You didn't need to make notes.
Nope.
But you're going to want to because we're going to play Almanac Trivia. So here's your warning. Almanac Trivia at the end for Hitchville Hootenanny tickets.
Yeah, I want to see somebody up there and say hi on Friday.
That is this weekend. It's a Friday-Saturday two-day thing. Yep. They've got camping and stuff up there. Yep. It's one of those.
Yeah, you can come for the day. Come for both days.
All right. In my defense, my wife told me yesterday, Chrissy said that she knew exactly what song that was I was playing. Ooh. Glenn Frey, The One That You Love.
On the kazoo.
She knew exactly. And then I went on social media, looked at some of the reactions. The favorite one I got, somebody called me, I'm the Chuck Mangione of the kazoo.
Wow. Okay.
So there are people coming to my defense, so I just wanted to get that out there.
You kind of look like Dizzy Gillespie. You know, you get your big cheeks are blown out.
Today is Wednesday, July 26, 207 in, 158 left, 1775. Mm-hmm. Anybody out there getting mail today? Or how about our fine civil servants out there delivering the mail? Today is the day for you because the postal system was established on this date by the Second Continental Congress of the United States. First Postmaster General was, well, he does everything, so why not? Benjamin Franklin was the first Postmaster General, 1775. So a salute to the mailmen and women here today.
Well done.
1881. You know, I did not receive any exposure, was not exposed to a fax machine, facsimile, until I got into high school.
Sure.
And we were doing cable TV classes where we had classes in all these other towns. And then it was over over cable TV. It was interactive, closed-circuit TV. And then they would fax in the assignments, the papers, and whatever else. You'd fax it to the teacher who was in another town, another school.
It was amazing.
That's the first time I was exposed to facsimile. But believe it or not, 1881, Thomas Edison and Patrick Kenny actually executed a patent for facsimile telegraph.
Really?
Sending facsimiles using telegraph wires all the way back to 1881. Who would have thought that?
I had no clue.
More than 100 years before that, my exposure.
I was working at a bank when I was going to Brown in 1985 or 6.
You were a bank president?
Well, yeah. No, I was a bank teller. And I just remember seeing a fax and I go, what is that? Yeah, so you would have been about 15. And, is that about when you started seeing
it? Yeah, it was 85. It was my sophomore year, 85, 86.
Yeah. Interesting.
1907 on this date, the first turbine-propelled ship was launched. Its name was Chester. Mm. The ship was named Chester. The USS Chester.
I'm sure after the character on Gunsmoke.
Oh, no doubt about that. Chester was played by?
Dennis Weaver,
right. United States Navy, Chester, turbine-propelled ship, 1907. Remember that name, Chester.
Mm-hmm.
1945, Winston Churchill resigned as Britain's prime minister.
Right at the end of the war there.
Yeah, right at the end of the war. There was a vote of no confidence, and his party lost the parliamentary election, so he had to step down. That opened the doors for Labor, because it was the Labor Party that had won the election. So Labor Party leader Clement Attlee, Mr. Attlee, took over the new post. But that wouldn't be all that we would hear from Winston Churchill. He would take that post again later in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
They would bring him back. 1945, though, he said goodbye. 1948, Babe Ruth made his final public appearance on this date. 1948 in New York City. He would die like in August of 48.
Yeah, I was going to say 48 was the year he passed.
He attended the premiere of the Babe Ruth story in New York City.
I thought you were going to introduce me to a tailor.
Don't let the coat fool you, George.
No, I don't run a tailor shop, but there's some dummies on my team that sure belong in one.
The Baltimore Orioles. That's a real baseball team.
How'd you like to play with them?
Me?
God, I
guess I'd give my arm.
Which one? The guy playing Babe Ruth or the guy from the Baltimore Orioles? Well, he should.
Is that Fred?
Probably.
Oh, nice.
Fred Mertz. representing the Baltimore Orioles, and that's, who's the guy who played Life of Riley?
William Bendix.
He's playing Babe Ruth. In the Babe Ruth story in 1948. Awesome.
That is great footage there, man.
Well, that's what we do on the Almanac.
That is really well done.
We aim to please, whether it's with a kazoo, whether it's with audio, or just tidbits. It just doesn't matter. Yeah, 1952, don't cry for her, Argentina. Well, maybe you should, because she's dead. Yeah. Eva Perón died at the age of 33
on this date
from 1952. Find out what she died of. I can't remember. Remember Madonna played her.
Right.
1984, the film Purple Rain, starring Prince, premiered in Hollywood. That was 1984. Everybody wanted to see that because it was filmed in the Twin Cities.
Right.
A lot of Twin Cities landmarks featured in Purple Rain, 1984, premiered on this date. 1990 is a big date because President Bush signed the Americans with Disabilities Act. Law bars discriminating against people with physical or mental disabilities, so saw a lot more access to buildings and ramps and elevators and things for the disabled. The Americans with Disabilities Act, 1990, on this date. 1991.
Anyone that saw the movie where he was on his red bicycle with the flat top, that was not the image projected on this particular evening.
My understanding,
he now has a goatee, a mustache, and his hair is much longer. He had a cap on, and I guess he was dressed as any normal person going to a theater for an afternoon of theater enjoyment.
He was enjoying that theater a little too much.
Right on.
Pee Wee Herman on this date, 1991, arrested. Indecent exposure. He did it twice, too, during a movie at a Florida adult theater, I guess is what you could call.
Right.
Pee Wee Herman. Yeah, the bug shot, he doesn't look like Pee Wee at all. He's got the long hair, goatee.
Not a good career move for him.
No, it wasn't. He kind of lost a lot of stuff there. He had done the Pee Wee movies and the Pee Wee Playhouse and everything. But he's come back. He's back in.
Yeah, back doing it.
Yeah, so let bygones be bygones. 1991. It wasn't a good day, though, for Pee Wee Herman. 2006. Texas jury found convinced child killer Andrea Yates not guilty by reason of insanity. And Yates was the one who drowned her five kids kind of systematically in the bathtub. At her home.
And then laid them out on the bed.
2006. And 2015, Bobby Christina Brown died. She had been in a coma for more than 5 months. She was found unconscious in a bathroom in her home 5 months earlier in Atlanta, Georgia. And she died at the age of 22. And again, she was the daughter of Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown.
Very sad.
That was 2 years ago today. Joe Jackson, not the singer, not the baseball player, not Shoeless Joe. This is the patriarch of the Jackson musical family. The whole shebang. Mm-hmm. He's the one who said, let's call him Tito.
Yeah.
89 for Joe Jackson. 89. And he's kind of like the father of the Wilsons for the Beach Boys.
Right.
Pretty much domineering.
Yes.
Pretty controlling of his sons up to a certain point. But he's still around. He's 89 today. Singer Darlene Love.
He's a rebel and you'll never be.
That's her singing lead on the song He's a Rebel. Isn't that your theme song?
Yes, sure is.
During your elementary days.
Right. There's a rebel.
The group is the Crystals. She actually didn't sing for the Crystals. She sang for another group like the Palominos or the Pimentos or something like that. But
Pimentos.
But what's his name? Phil Spector used her voice but said it was the Crystals who did it. I don't know. It was a marketing ploy. Darlene Love is 76. Another pretty good singer and lead guy. Say that he's animated on the stage?
Yes.
Mick
Large
Jagger.
Lipped and animated.
Yeah. Well, he has to be because Keith Richards is basically a corpse next to him. So somebody's got to be making some movements there.
They are not the best looking band of all time.
No, No, not at all, but they're one of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time.
For sure.
Mick Jagger from the Rolling Stones, still doing it. 74.
Wow.
74 today. Oscar and Emmy Award-winning actress Helen Mirren.
I remember the Secret Service being tougher.
Me too.
There she is in red, John Malkovich and Bruce Willis, Morgan Freeman.
And what was the other gal that was in both of them?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
But Helen Mirren is 72.
Did they kill her off in the second one?
Red 2. I can't remember. I'd have to see it again.
I think she got...
She did a lot of acting in England and Australia and then has come over here. She was. She played Nicolas Cage's mother.
In National
Treasure, Book of Secrets.
Yes.
She is
very good.
Yeah, she is very good. Good actress. I like her in all the things.
Yep.
I looked at, I kind of looked at her filmography, and it was a lot of movies I didn't recognize because they were all from England or Australia initially in her career. But she was very fetching as a young lady, but 72.
Yep.
Nice looking lady. Helen Mirren is 72. You hear that downbeat there? The bass drum? Little work on the snare? That would be Roger Taylor from the group Queen.
He's the drummer
from Queen.
Okay.
Another one bites the dust. Roger Taylor is 68 today. I'm assuming they played that when you walked off of the... was it the 18th green last night for golf league? Another one bit the dust. You defeated another one of your opponents.
No. Well,
you were the one biting the dust
last night. I was leading the league. I'm sure I'm not anymore after last night
in putting.
No,
greens in regulation
just
or
just
putts.
Total points.
Total points. Okay. Yeah,
not anymore. Bad night.
So Roger Taylor, 68. Dorothy Hamill, Olympic gold winning medal figure winner. She did it all.
Had the haircut.
She had the haircut. Dorothy, it's her and Peggy Fleming. Those are the two that I remember well from
early
that era.
On, yes.
Dorothy Hamill is 61.
She would have been, like the 76 Olympics, maybe?
She went 70. On to endorse a whole bunch of products, too.
You know,
those a lot of those Olympic athletes, so they seem so wholesome,
right?
They're amateurs. They want to go out. These companies want to go out and be a part of what they
Why
do.
Why not?
Dorothy Hamill is 61.
Mr. Harkin, can I speak to you?
Yeah, sure. What is it?
You know, for months you've been hinting that I was in line for that promotion.
And look how hard you've been working.
What? You're just lying to me?
Lying? No, Nick. Motivating. I mean, look, we're all part of the same team here. Plus, you know, I'm the one who's going to be doing all the extra work.
Kevin Spacey, he's one of the horrible bosses there.
Yeah.
Listen to this. I got another one. This is good. It's good.
You know that last month you made me work so late, I missed saying goodbye to my gam-gam?
Gam Gam.
I'm sorry, what? My grandmother. I told you that I needed to see her because she was very, very sick. You said if I left early, I'd get fired. And she died before I made it to the hospital. I'm sorry. Thank you.
I had no idea that you called your grandmother Gam
Gam. Kevin Spacey. He is good. I really like him. Kevin Spacey is 58.
He's
That's
a great
him.
Actor.
That's him in Horrible Bosses. He's been in a lot of other movies that I wasn't familiar with, but he played Lex Luthor in Superman Returns.
Yes, I remember that.
And he's got that Netflix series, and right now we're binge-watching Breaking Bad. I think the next one we're going to do is House of Cards.
Oh, sure.
Where he's playing a politician with aspirations to be president.
Yes.
And he's a great singer. He sang all the Bobby Darin songs when he did Beyond the Sea.
Nice.
Bobby Darin story. And he does impressions. If you've ever seen him on on Saturday Night Live
to,
or on The Tonight Show. Just talented.
He's very talented.
He's
guy.
Kevin Spacey, and he's 58 today. Sandra Bullock, happy birthday.
Pretty good.
Stop pulling my pants off. Jesus.
What?
What are those?
What
are those?
Stop it. These are my Spanx. They hold everything together.
Why? What's going to come popping out?
Sandra Bullock wearing Spanx in the movie The Heat with Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah.
Of course, we kind of found out about her with Speed and Hope Floats, Miss Congeniality. She became a star in those movies.
And The Blind Side, I really liked her.
She was good in The Blind Side. Yeah, she had a great Southern accent. Sandra Bullock.
Sandy. She won Oscar for The Blind Side, I think.
And she did, rightfully and deservedly so. She is 53 today.
I'm the dean. Dean Pritchard. Yeah. And as of this morning, this house has been rezoned. Yeah. It is now exclusively for campus use only.
Jeremy Piven. That's old school. Vince Vaughn and his buddy, they got to find out
Will
a way.
Ferrell.
They got to join. They got to make it into sorority.
Oh my gosh.
And that or fraternity, hilarious. If you will.
Yep.
And so they can stay in their house. Jeremy Piven is 52. You may remember him from the TV series Entourage. Mm-hmm. That was well regarded. So happy birthday to Jeremy Piven, Jason Statham.
And it's such a mystery why you don't have a girlfriend, Lyle.
So all we need is a service truck like that one, a work shirt like hers. You think Stella can pull it off?
I have my doubts.
There he is with the English accent.
Yep.
He's in the Italian Job.
I like that.
Plays a lot of tough guy.
Good movie.
A lot of tough guy roles, doesn't he? Transporter.
What?
He was Handsome Rob. That was his character in Italian Job.
What about the one with
the Expendables?
Expendables.
He was in the Expendables.
Yeah.
So Jason Statham is 50, and Kate Beckinsale is 44. Total Recall, and Last Days of Disco Pearl Harbor. She's 44 today. Happy birthday to her.
Gone but not forgotten. We got a pretty impressive list today. Former Vice President George Clinton.
Oh, somebody's getting fired. The staff. They got George Clinton's
wrong
mixed
George
up.
Clinton.
Wrong George Clinton.
Somebody in the Almanac staff.
At least they didn't go George Plimpton.
That's true, too.
So this George Clinton wasn't part of Parliament and Funkadelic?
No. Not
darn.
Bill's brother. This was George Clinton. He was a vice president in late 1700s. He was the first vice president to die while in office. He was the country's fourth vice president. So that would have made him under, Thomas Jefferson?
You're right on the money there.
I think so.
Bingo.
I think so. All right. Academy Award-winning playwright George Bernard Shaw. He won an Oscar for the screen adaptation of Pygmalion, and he did some others, 1856. Psychiatrist Carl Jung, this guy's a very, very smart. I mean, you're a very smart guy. I'm basically
so smart that I know that it's pronounced Young.
Yeah, I'm basically a stump. But this guy, he could do it all. He was a writer, psychiatrist, psychologist, builder, artist, author, did it all. Very, very impressive. Carl Jung. 1875. Gracie Allen, she was married to George Burns, and they made a great comedy team.
Yes, no doubt about that.
Oh, hello, sweetheart.
Oh, don't you hello, sweetheart, me, you wolf.
Wolf?
You two-time in Casablanca.
Two-time in Casablanca.
Casablanca. Gracie Allen was born on this day, 1895.
That's the episode. Gracie. That's the episode where Gracie thought George was having an affair with a desk.
Yeah. Oh, very nice.
She thought the desk was a person.
1895 for the very talented Gracie Allen. She was Lucy's best friend, Ethel Mertz, Emmy award-winning actress Vivian Vance, born on this day, 1909.
It's fantastic, Lucy. Ricky and Fred are cut out of the same mold.
Yeah, and they're getting moldier all the time.
There she is, Viv.
They were great together.
With Fred Mertz, who we mentioned earlier, I Love Lucy, Vivian Vance, 1909. Jason Robards, Emmy award-winning actor. Remember him from Julia and All the President's Men. He won Oscars in both of those. He was in many, many movies, television programs. Jason Robards, he was actually Jason Robards Jr., but 1922. Director Blake Edwards, also in 1922. Victor, Victoria, Mickey and Maude, 10 with Bo Derek. He was he directed all the Pink Panther with Peter Sellers, with Inspector Clouseau, hilarious. Married to Julie Andrews, who he put her in several of his movies. 1922 for the very talented Blake Edwards. You remember Baseball Hall of Famer Hoyt Wilhelm?
Knuckleballer.
He pitched till he was almost 50 years old. He came into the league. He was already almost 30, I think. But I remember watching him pitch for the White Sox. He pitched for a number of teams, and he's a Hall of Famer. Hoyt Wilhelm, born on this day, 1923. Actor James Best. You know him, Jimmy.
You know what you are? You're a dipstick. A 14-carat dipstick. Cletus, I'll tell you what to look hard for. Look hard in your pay envelope next week, because stupidity is subject to withholding tax.
There he is.
Dipstick!
We got to hear Dipstick one more time there.
Sheriff Roscoe P. Coltrane on the Dukes of Hazzard. One of Jim's favorites, James Best, born on this day, 1926. Director Stanley Kubrick, 1928. You remember A Clockwork Orange, 2001, A Space Odyssey, The Shining, and the list goes on and on and on. Very talented Stanley Kubrick, 28. Remember Dobie Gray?
Hey, give it to me, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
When I was a kid, I thought he was saying, give me the Beach Boys. I always thought it was the Beach Boys until I got older. Now it's Beat.
Yeah, even the Beach Boys. I like it. That's Dobie Gray, born on this day, 1940. Grammy Award-winning songwriter Bobby Hebb.
Sunny, yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny.
One-hit wonder.
He performed at the Grand Ole Opry when he was 12 years old, becoming the first black artist to take the legendary Nashville stage. And there he is with his big hit, Sunny. Bobby Hebb, born on this day, 1941. Disco singer Andrea True. She had one big hit, I know. I remember this one.
Out of any genre of music, disco might have had the most number of one-hit wonders,
yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I believe you. I would agree with that. That's 1976. More from Andrea True, who was born on this day in 1943. One more from 1944. Actor Keel Martin was born on this day. Remember this TV theme?
Pretty good one.
It's a dandy.
That's me on the piano. I'm doing it here. You didn't see me roll the piano in, did you?
I did. No. I thought that was Ed Marinaro.
Ed Marinaro can play the ivories.
Hill Street Blues, of course, that one. Keel Martin in that program. He was born on this day in 1944. That is a very lengthy list of gone but not forgotten. You asked for one fact check, and I'll give it to you. Eva Perón died of uterine cancer at the age of 33.
All right, here's our Almanac trivia question. First one to call in and get the right answer wins two tickets to Hitchville Hootenanny. Two tickets, Hitchville Hootenanny this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Danbury, Wisconsin. 1907, this date, the first turbine-propelled ship was launched by the U.S. Navy. What was the name of the ship?
Oh, yes.
We clearly gave you the name of the ship. Tell me what the name of that ship is. First caller, correct answer, 763-450-0100, 763-450-0100.
Somebody impress us.
Please.
Uh-huh.
Good luck.
He left me crying late one Sunday night outside of Boulder.